The Son has set you free. Come on, church. You are free indeed. Amen and amen. Hey, happy 4th of July weekend. Welcome to Sunday worship on this Sunday, July the 3rd, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you, and so good to have you for yet another edition of Sunday Worship. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's a program that's all about Jesus. And my prayer is that you can sense that for the next 30 minutes or so. So let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Christ the solid rock I stand. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "But don't forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." You know, I've learned that God moves in his own timing, not mine. Can I get an amen? He is never late, but he is usually not early either. He is often the God of the midnight hour. You know, he sometimes waits until the last second, but at least it seems like it, before he gives us what we need or what we've been praying for. Friend, before he intervenes on our behalf, sometimes he wants to make sure that we're not going to go take matters in our own hands and do something out of his perfect timing. Have you ever been tempted to do that? Friend, we must learn to trust God's timing, but first, our self-will and our spirit of independence must be broken so that God is free to do his will in our life and in our circumstances. So, friend, if you are waiting on God for something, I encourage you, set aside your own timetable. Trust him and believe that while you are waiting for your breakthrough, whatever it is, he is doing a good work in you for his purpose.
Our attitude should be the same as Christ. the servant and humbled himself to the point of sacrifice, even to death upon a cross. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord. In human likeness, willing to obey, the Lord came down to walk among us. His name is exalted to the highest place, above all in heaven and on. That he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Be still and know that he is God. Be still. That he is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still, know that he is God. Still to know that he is faithful. Consider all that he has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. Know that he will never change. Be still. Speechless.
Yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yesterday we did our second round of working on our own back deck yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I'm just sore again today, so I'm just waiting for this back deck project to be over and done with. Hey, Pastor Tim Keller is, he's a senior pastor at a church in New York City, and he said one time, I just love his words, he says, if your God never disagrees with you, you might just be worshiping an idolized version of yourself.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children. the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. You know how good it is to know that the creator of the entire universe knows us by name. Yeah, just let that sink in on the Sunday. It's Joey Kroll with you on today's edition of Sunday Worship. When you have some time, maybe today or just in the next few days, next time you're on Facebook, look us up. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. In fact, there is a special contest happening for our Facebook friends, happening right now for the remainder of the month of July. So just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you there. D.L. Moody was a fantastic pastor, wonderful evangelist, and he said one time, Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody, 40 years learning he was nobody, and 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody.
That are yearning, come. Lift your
That's right. Come, let us worship the Lord, because He is worthy of all our praise. And all God's people said, amen. Hey, friend, thank you so much for having your radio tuned to Great News Radio today for today's edition of Sunday Worship. I just want to quickly remind you, coming up next year, which, by the way, is 2017. That's kind of hard to let that sink in. But we're getting ready for our 10-day trip to Israel, taking place February 22nd through March the 3rd, 2017. It's literally a life-changing 10-day pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Now, last I checked, this trip is filling up quick. So pray about it. Talk about it with your spouse. But in the meantime, I also encourage you to really check out the literature that we have about this trip and this pilgrimage on our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's a tab there up at top that says Israel Trip. There you'll find a questionnaire and more helpful links as well. greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, consider making a one-time gift or a monthly gift to Great News Radio. Your gifts help fuel our efforts in sharing the good news of Jesus. GreatNewsRadio.org. Mark Burns in the studio for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. But in the meantime, be safe this three-day weekend. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.